isn't that," she answered, her little pink tongue running quickly across her bottom lip.
Pan watched her attempts at seduction with mild amusement.
"Anything you like, really. I'm open to all suggestions."
She dropped one shoulder and leaned forward, allowing him an unobstructed view of two plump breasts. Being a man, he felt obliged to admire them for a moment. That done, he gave Clarice a tight, dismissive smile.
"Indeed, I'm afraid that I already employ a steward, and she's quite competent, if a bit on the trying side sometimes. Although I appreciate your offer, there really isn't much that I need help with."
She licked her lips again, more slowly this time.
"I bet I could think of something."
Payne looked down in surprise. Clarice, evidently emboldened by his brief admiration of her breasts, uncrossed her legs, kicking off a sandal and sliding her bare foot along the inside of his thigh until it rested on his crotch.
You wouldn't by any chance be indicating that you'd like to have sex with me?"
"Why, sugar, I thought you'd never ask,"
she purred, caressing him with her toes.
Enough was enough. Lord knew he was no stranger to casual sex, quite the contrary, in fact. But he had work to do, and it didn't involve banging a lusty American.
He carefully pried her foot off his groin and pushed it away. Before she could protest, he stood and marched over to the door, holding it open for her.
"Thank you for the offer, but there are two reasons why I am unable to take you up on it."
"Two reasons?"
she asked, not moving from his desk. Her brows pulled together as she made a little pout at him.
"What two reasons?"
Payne sighed again. He was used to women fawning over his three brothers, but seldom did one ever cast her eyes on him. Normally, he was the pursuer. He always supposed women sensed something of his tormented, soulless nature, and left him alone because of that.
"One, I don't screw my brother's women."
He walked back, stuffed her sandal on her foot, and gently pushed her off the top, returning to the open door. Rude, yes, but he didn't have the time or inclination to play with this woman.
"And two, you have no idea who I really am. It would be best if you left now."
"Oh, I know who you are,"
Clarice said, her voice thick as she undulated toward him. Rather than feeling any attraction toward her, her blatant attempts at seduction left him cold. Perhaps if she had truly been attracted to him, rather than what he represented, he might have been interested. But he was not so deluded as to imagine she cared for anything other than herself.
"Or more to the point, I know what you are."
Payne stood silent as she leaned into him, her breasts rubbing against his chest. She gave him a knowing smile and then tipped her head back and to the side, baring her neck.
"Avery told me all about you. Go ahead, sugar. You know you want to."
The hunger rose as the scent of a warm, willing woman curled around him. His mind warred with the need. Why shouldn't he take what he wanted from her? She was offering it, after all. Once Avery knew she had tried to seduce him, he would want nothing more to do with her. So where was the harm in taking what was being offered? Deep within him, the hunger growled and demanded satisfaction. She leaned closer into him, her neck a few inches away from his mouth. He swallowed hard, trying not to give in to the hunger, reminding himself that he was a civilized man, not a beast to jump on every morsel of food. He inhaled her scent, finding nothing unpleasant other than the chemical odor of a strong perfume. He preferred a woman's natural scent to anything that came out of a bottle, but he wasn't in a position to complain. His tongue ran over the points of his sharp canines, the hunger building until it was a dull roar in his ears, throbbing to the beat of his heart. The urge to bite, the need to drink deeply, was almost overwhelming. All he had to do was sink his teeth in that tender white flesh.
"Take it, Payne. Take me. Take me now. Make me yours forever."
It was the triumph in her voice that stopped him from giving in to the hunger. Like a bucketful of cold water tipped over his head, distaste washed over him at her words.
"You may know what I am, but I also know what you are," he said, stepping back, his voice cold and flat.
"What?" she asked, her eyes confused for a moment. "What do you mean? You aren't gonna bite me? You aren't gonna Dracula me and drink my blood? You aren't gonna make me your eternal bride?"